Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Taking some calls this afternoon. Phone lines open 241-9797 on the question that is relatively simple. Should President Trump run again for re-election? I haven't tested this one out yet, so we're doing it this afternoon. And Mike, you're next up on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you this afternoon? Hey, having trouble hearing you, Mike. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm on the road driving.
It's a little loud. See if you can get those comments in quickly because it's hard to hear you. Go ahead.
I would think that Trump should run, but he's only going to get 4 years to straighten things out, so he needs a running mate. And egos get into play, but the ticket that many people have looked for is to have Trump and DeSantis run together so that we would get 12 years.
Yeah.
Straighten out the mess that we have.
Yeah. Guess what? That is never, ever going to happen. And I think you focused on it when you first chimed in because the egos are too big. There's not a chance in hell. Although I've been wrong before, let's face it. But Sue, do you think that Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are going to team up?
Probably not.
No. Well, because DeSantis isn't he's not a bit player, right?
No, neither of them is.
No, exactly. So Mike Pence, fine vice president. Was he capable of being president? I think maybe we learned not. So I think in this point, DeSantis wants to be the guy, and maybe he has to wait longer if Trump decides to not run for re-election. Tony, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah. No, I don't think Trump should run again. It would split the country even more than it is now. And his first term, he was such a narcissist, and it hasn't gotten any better. It's all about him first and the country second. And another thing that people don't talk about is that he's going to be 78 years old.
Oh, we'll talk about it. Yeah, we've talked about it. That's right. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he'd be basically the same age that Biden is now.
It's too old.
True. Biden.
No offense to my mom and dad who are now 80, but yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, he could turn on a dime 2 or 3 years from now. Who knows what his, you know, physical and mental state will be. So, you know. If nothing else, you know, the age is a big factor.
Absolutely.
At least in my mind.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the interesting point, the Supreme Court was such a big part of why people voted last time, because I think some people held their nose and said, we got to get these Supreme Court picks. And I completely understand that. And that was a success. We have not had anyone weigh in who is a female, or should I say, who identifies as a female. Holly, hopefully I didn't misgender you. Good afternoon. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
No, there are two genders. I am of the female persuasion. So I voted for Trump twice. I'm socially conservative. First of all, I vote Republican, but I think both sides, it's corrupt. I think the system is a mess. I just think it's silly. It's like junior high kids arguing who's right and who's wrong, and they really
you're not wrong about that, right? You're not wrong about that at all.
I would not vote for him again. My dad will be 80 in February. I love him with all my heart, but even he would say he's not fit to run the country with his age, and also with Trump, it's just such a kind of a fight. I would like to see maybe someone like Nikki Haley. And I'm not a feminist. I'm not like we need a woman president, but she's not talked about a lot. But
I like Nikki Haley a lot. And by the way, she's talked about more in terms of maybe being on the ticket, but there's no reason why she shouldn't be discussed as top of the ticket. Right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And I would like to say hi to Fred Bottomer. Just tell him that Holly said hello, and I think he'll know who it is.
All right. We will do that.
How about old Fred Bottomer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, shout out to Fred. I
think she used the wrong name, but yeah, we got the point, Holly. Thank you. Jim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
Also say hi to Fred Bottomer. He's my neighbor.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Team Fred.
That's right. We all love Fred. One of the nicest people I've ever met.
100%.
I'll make it quick, Mark. I don't want him to run again. He has too much baggage, too many haters out there. If it was me, I'd love to see him as Secretary of State. It's a lot better than the guy who talks like the girl who was in American Pie, who talked like she was going to band camp with the way he talks. I would love to see.
Tony Blinken talks like a character
like
from
the girl.
Okay.
The band camp, remember?
Okay.
He went to band camp.
Right.
He talks just like her. Anyway, I'd love to see Ron DeSantis at the top. I'd love to see Nikki Haley as the vice president. If she's not the vice president, I'd like to see her chief of staff. Or you go Rubio. I think that you need to have a woman on the ticket. Therefore, Haley would make a great vice president candidate. But, boy, I would love to see her as chief of staff or Ted Cruz. And really, when you think about it, if he was Secretary of State Donald Trump, do you think anybody would mess with him?
Well, I've never heard that scenario tossed out there, but that's interesting. The problem is, again, I get that people want to go down that road, but it's kind of a flawed road because Trump doesn't want that. If he's not going to be president, he doesn't want another position. I promise you that. Kathy, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Yes, I pretty much agree with most of your other callers. I don't want him to run. I voted for him reluctantly the first time. I had the same opinion of you. I did think he'd do what he wanted, but I really liked his policies. I don't like him as a person, but I like his policies, and I voted for him the second time, and the reason I did was what you said earlier, the Supreme Court. That's what it was all about.
You know what's funny, Kathy, is I did not vote for him the first time. I did a protest, but I voted for him the last time, too.
Well, I voted for him the first time reluctantly because there's no way I could vote for Hillary. That was just not
going to
happen.
Well, and to be clear, I did not do that. I wrote someone in. But yes, I completely understand. Here, I want to get one more call in here, but thank you so much. David, you get the final word here. Go ahead.
Okay, I think a lot of people, they have to realize that he was such a good president. He really cares about America. I mean, it's hard to find a president that cares so much as he really does care. And if he runs, I'll vote for him. I hope he don't run because I'd like to see him. I'd like to see somebody get in there. The media won't, the fake news won't just crucify him again. You know,
they'll still do that. I promise you. To the earlier caller's point, David, thank you so much for getting in. I got to wrap up the hour, but DeSantis will be crucified as well. But I think DeSantis, not unlike Trump, can handle the media.
If he can handle it.
Yeah. Was an interesting experiment for
Yes,
me,
it was.
Hearing that reaction.
Yes,
and
it
I
was.
Appreciate the Petri Bowl. For you that called in, 355 Suze News is.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.